Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Down to Biscay.
Yikes.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got a all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. Today's floor plan, depending on when you're listening to this, with me, Brady Hawk. We are going to dive into a little bit of pre-draft coverage, because we're not going to fully dive until next week to the draft. We're going to do some retrospective stuff, but then we will dive into full draft coverage of the 2024 draft. But this episode, we kind of wanted to update everybody on who's worked out and talk about maybe what jumps out off the list. You know, if anybody jumps off the page or just guys we like in general, we'll do it by first round and second round. Before we do, this is really, really pertinent at this exact moment. Do you have a water leak and you can't find where it's coming from? Or are you dealing with water or mold damage in your home or business? You got to call Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-579-0356 for immediate assistance right now. With over 60 years of combined experience, Michael, Robert, their entire team, they're prepared to handle any size disaster, any leak detection issues, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. After the leak is located and repaired, Water Cleanup of Florida will then clean, dry, and fully restore the damaged area. Water Cleanup of Florida is a fully licensed, insured, and certified to provide the one-stop shopping that busy homeowners and business owners require. No need to bring in any other contractors. They got you from A to Z, start to finish. Service areas include Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Call Michael anytime on his personal cell, 954-579-0356. Again, that's 954-579-0356. Visit the website wcufl.com. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram. Check out their 70 plus five-star reviews on Google. Water Cleanup of Florida. If you got the schmutz, they got the guts. And it's wet down there in South Florida. Brady had to trek through the rain to make the show on time in the flood zones as you're driving. I'm glad you made it safe. The draft is coming. Heat fans, I know on Discord, everybody should be subscribed to Off the Floor. Check it out. It's $2.99. We have a lot of great conversation there, but also there's intel, there's updates, there's stats, analysis. And lately we've been talking a lot of stuff about the draft. And I'm going to use a reference point. There's a list on Hoops Hype of the draft workouts. So we'll start there, Brady. We're going to talk first round right out, a couple of which we reported on. A couple of which the great Anthony Chang has reported on, and others that have just been on social media, et cetera. And those are, in the first round, in no particular order, Tyler Smith from the G League Ignite, Khalil Ware, center out of Indiana, Zach Edey. Y'all know who he is. I don't need to say much more about him for his college accolades. Isaiah Collier out of USC, Bulldog point guard. Devin Carter, the son of Anthony Carter, Junior out of Providence, and Ron Holland from the G League Ignite as well. Also want to throw out, I've heard Tyler Kolick has been worked out. He's gotten first round consideration. Of those names, Brady, what are your initial thoughts on who they're working out that are kind of mocked around 15? What are your thoughts on those guys and just initial takeaways as we kind of digest the list so far? I'm sure it's going to grow. And before we say anything, let me just tell everyone, I guarantee you that there is probably a handful of guys that we're not going to hear about that they worked out, and that might be the pick. So just watch for the head fake, y'all. But Brady, your initial thoughts.
Yeah, the fact that there's a list out there of like guys that the Heat like are linked to is pretty much tells you that none of the guys on this list are probably even in consideration. But with that said, I think there are some guys that, like, when you name those first round guys, like a lot of the guards and wings there are defensive minded players. And I think that's what fits, is that even though we sit here all the time and talk about them needing the extra score, they need the offensive punch and all this stuff, they still want a baseline of some level of hard nose defensive ability. Like those guys you're mentioning, like Ron Holland, Devin Carter, Collier, like all those guys have like that defensive bulldog mentality that I think that just kind of pops off the screen. So it makes sense. Like if they were to go for a smaller wing or a guard, that's the way they would go. So Devin Carter is the guy I think that a lot of people are like kind of immediately go to, especially because I didn't expect him to jump up the boards this quickly. Like I kind of had a feeling he'd be there at 15, like pretty decisively. And we're kind of seeing now a lot of people don't think he will be. They think he's
right.
He has a guy. I mean, there's a team out there that kind of promised him a spot, whatever that means, like a lottery team pretty much saying that if you're there, we'll take you. So that makes things interesting, but I do definitely like him just because of that stuff we talked about defensively. But he also has, you know, a weird looking shot, but he's a good shooter. He does a lot of that type of stuff. So if he's there, and with the Anthony Carter tie and all that stuff, it just makes sense, I think, to consider him at that level. But when you name those guys, the guy I've been talking a lot about is Tyler Smith. That's the guy I keep coming back to. I kind of started with him a while ago, but I just think I keep saying with Miami's picks recently over the last few years, like they always find something unique. Like there hasn't been a tie. Like it was high upside with Jovic and high floor with Miami. So there's not like they're not picking sides there. Like they'll go on both
Very
sides.
True.
But I do think there is like a unique element. Like Jovic was just a different type of player. There wasn't anybody like him in that draft. He was like a big passer ball handler at 6'10". So you go with that guy. Jaime, because he's unique, just because of his ability to just step right in and play a role, his footwork, is all that stuff that kicked in. So I do think when we sit here and talk about some guys that fit Miami, it doesn't always end up being that. It always ends up being like they're just kind of being this mastermind of trying to find a way to fit a different guy into their system. And Tyler Smith kind of fits that for me. Like I didn't even know to classify him as a wing or a big when I was doing my like thread on Twitter, because he's 6'10", like he's a bigger guy, 6'11", but he's not really a big man. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you call him a wing, but I just think that tweener sense is just interesting. And the fact that he's super athletic, has a high upside offensively, has the ability to shoot in the outside. Like I feel like they could definitely do things with him. And everybody talks about it all the time. They want somebody that could play in their own lineups, but also play next to Bam. And with this guy, it's probably easier for him to play next to Bam than maybe behind him. But I do think he could, especially in Miami's system, like they could put a 6'11 guy that has a little bit of a big man history at the back of five spot for certain lineups or things like that. So I just think he's the guy that kind of pops for me a little bit, just because I feel like he is different. Like we're going to talk about a lot of these different bigs. They're pretty similar. A lot of them that are in that range even do similar things. He's the only guy that's a little bit unique in that sense. So that's just the guy I'd keep an eye on.
I think it's interesting you bring up a guy from the G League Ignite. I also was interested to see Ron Holland as a player that they worked out. That's just not – I mean, I see the defensive part of it, but the Carter thing seems like a layup. I would say this. Devin Carter should consider Miami a soft landing spot. That's basically as far as he'll fall in the draft. That's how I kind of absorb that situation. I think Tyler Smith is an interesting prospect. I saw that on Kevin O'Connor's mock draft. He's got a 7'1 wingspan, 6'9, 224. So there's interesting stuff there. Versatile, defensive upside. Those were some of the point outs that he had. Shades of Charlie Villanueva, if any of the old heads remember him. I think that that's an interesting name. I also know there's people in our network that are big Khalil Ware fans. And he's a player that I think there's been questions about his motor. And I think those will be answered in interviews and in workouts. And also to a degree, watching tape and kind of thinking what you can maximize out of a guy. So that's an interesting other big man name. I don't really get the Zach Edey stuff, frankly. I guess you got to do your you got approach with due diligence. I guess I'm also surprised that we don't see that there's some names missing here. Tristan Da Silva just jumps out at me as a name that I would expect that they're going to work out at some point. Of these first round guys, Brady, who have we not mentioned? Because I know you keep going back to Tyler Smith, but is there somebody they haven't worked out, somebody in their range that you think maybe is a player we should look out for, just a player you like in general?
Somebody I know that's been getting a lot of credit toward Miami and being tied to him, you know, I'm surprised they haven't given him workout, is Jalen Tyson. Like that's kind of the one, just because he fits the mold of a lot of the guys we were talking about, like a lot of those Heat type players. But it's been put out there that Miami kind of likes him, and I see why. Like, he's just all defense. He has the energy. It feels like, in a way, I was saying it before, like, if you were to find a guy to replace Caleb's type of mold, it's somebody like Jalen Tyson that could kind of step in, does not need a long period of time to kind of work him in. It feels like he could kind of step in and play that role, be that outside kind of spot up shooter that they'll help off of and be able to knock it down. So I think he's one of them. Jared McCain, I think, is another one, just because of his pure shooting ability. I think he's put on a lot of good showings at these combines and everything. But I know a lot of people don't want to talk about guards, and I understand why, yeah, because of Miami's small roster. Guards
especially.
Yeah, so I get it, but I do think it, you said it, like with Zach Edey, like you do your kind of due diligence, I guess, a little bit. And then the other big man is Yves Missi. That's kind of the other guy, just because – he intrigues me the most just because of his pure defensive. But like, there, a lot of these guys have good shot blocking ability or can play and drop. He is absolutely super versatile. Like, he is a very versatile big man defender. They're limited offensively, but like I said, a lot of these big men are going to be limited. Like, I mean, look, every guy Miami picks up off their couch for a veteran minimum is limited offensively over the last few years. So if you can get a guy that's just that talented defensively, I think the issue is when you're saying, well, we've develop certain guys undrafted and gotten to that point, are we going to use our 15th pick on a guy that's just a pure defensive monster and there's just limitations offensively? I don't know. That'll answer based on, do they really worry about positional need, or are they really going best player available? So that's kind of the question I put there, but I think he's another interesting one. But I will say, because Greg, I asked you this question on a playback a few weeks ago where I said, what do you think Miami's opinion on G League Ignite would be? Just because they feel like a traditional organization that like wants like like a team to go through the college realm and everything. And the fact that they do have two G League Ignite guys that are really in their range and are very like high possibilities of Ron Holland slipping or Tyler Smith being there, I do think that's interesting, the fact that they are kind of looking into those guys a little bit more.
Agree. I think they're kind of spreading their wings a little bit, and that shows open-mindedness. I like that. The kid from Cal that you bring up, the more I look around on the internet on these damn mock drafts, and maybe they don't know what the hell is going to happen, he's like a second round prospect. So it would be a real leap for him to be taken at 15. I don't know if you have a trade back scenario or something like that. But you're right. It's an interesting name. I do think that they would be, if they identify a player they like, and if they need to bring in a player that can contribute, in my opinion, because they don't have the luxury of stashing guys. They need low-cost players that can contribute immediately when you have this top-heavy salary structure. So to me, they got to go with a player who's ready to contribute. That's why I like Missi. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. Probably not. And wait till we get to these second rounders. I'm going to butcher some names for y'all. But I just don't know if he's too raw for what they're trying to do right now in the Jimmy era. We will see about that. That was just a quick recap of the first round. I think we gave y'all some names to chew on. Go on YouTube. check out their highlights. I admittedly don't watch a ton of college basketball until the tournament rolls around. So I'm doing a lot of catch up as well. And I think that that's pretty normal. But at least we've given you some framework around guys that are in the first round or, you know, just generally around pick 15 that you can look at. For our next sponsor, before we dive into the second round, shouting out our official daily fantasy partner, and that is Prize Picks. Y'all know the code 5, F-I-V-E. This is where you choose more or less on all your favorite stat categories and all your favorite sports. Daily Fantasy Simplified. Sign up now using the code 5, F-I-V-E, to get your initial deposit matched up to $100. This is as fun as you can get in terms of daily fantasy sports, in my opinion. I'm doing, you know, NBA finals mixed with WNBA. There's MLB out there if that's your flavor. So log on to Prize Picks. You can do it on desktop or download the app. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E, to get your initial deposit matched up to $100.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the weight it handles, I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer, means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
A lot of smart people don't feel so smart when it comes to their money. So Morgan Stanley made a podcast to help. Listen to What Should I Do With My Money? To hear real people ask real questions about money and get helpful answers from experienced financial advisors.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
So second round, guys. I guess I'll kick us off with this list quickly. And I don't know a lot of these guys, I'm going to be honest, but I do have some intel on a couple of them that we can talk through. Nothing groundbreaking, though. Nobody needs to like clip this and try to aggregate. So here's some second round names. Dylan Jones from, Weber State. He's a junior. Keshad Johnson out of Arizona. Tristan Newton out of UConn. Zion Pullen out of Florida, that's a name to watch. Boogie Ellis out of USC, another name to watch. Kenan Blackshear out of Nevada, I hope I said his name correctly. Apologies if I didn't. I have not seen him play, to be frank. Marcus Domask out of Illinois. Jesse Edwards out of West Virginia. Tristan Enaruna out of Cleveland State. Hopefully I did that name justice. Sam Griffin out of Wyoming and Joseph Garrard III out of Clemson. That's just a few names that the Heat have reportedly either scheduled a workout or already conducted a workout. I'm going to be honest. A lot of those guys I hadn't heard of before. I've heard Zion Pullen is, he has guys in the organization that are fans. So that's a name to watch. Point guard out of Florida, senior point guard out of Florida. But what were your initial thoughts on some of those guys, if any thoughts? And then quickly, second round guys that you like, we can just kind of go rapid fire on any names that you kind of have pinpointed in the second round, and then I'll do the same on the other side.
Yeah. So I'll start here because kind of what I was talking about with the big men in the first round, where I was saying kind of a lot of them are similar. And we were just talking about kind of Misi being, if you were to take that 15, it's a bit of a reach, even though Miami, I don't think Miami considers anything a reach just of what they've done in the past. But there's like an example here when you name some of the second round guys, which is Jesse Edwards. Like, he's a 6'11 big man that does a lot of the stuff offensively that some of these guys that we were talking about around 15, some of those big men do. And that's what I feel like Miami's thinking. That's why when everybody's like, oh, why wouldn't they take a big man? That's what they need. I think they go with like the wing to maybe guard, but I'm more thinking the wing type player with that 15th pick, just because they know they could swing around this second round pick or even undrafted, and there's big men that they feel they could develop in a similar fashion. Like, I don't feel like there's a big difference, to be honest, between some of those guys. Like, there's just limitations to a lot of these guys. Like, Jesse Edwards is kind of the guy that pops just as an example because he's a good roller. He's a lob threat. He's a putback guy. He's in the right spot defensively. Like, a lot of the things that you'll see talked about for a lot of those other guys in the first round, a guy like that does. And then there's you mentioned Poland. I think that's an interesting one. Just if he's there, like, I could see Miami liking a player like that. I've seen people like compare him to like a Kyle type offensive game. Like, I could see that happening. But then there's another guy, Tristan Newton. Like, when I think of Miami picking somebody up, he feels like a guy that could fall undrafted and Miami scoops him up to run their offense in the summer league. Like, that's what I think of, because he's a guy that's like high, like a high IQ point guard passer type guy that just has, you know, just has good skills on the ball to kind of set guys up. Almost like, and I know people don't want to hear this comparison, but like a summer league Drew Smith of this season, like just a guy to put guys in the right spot to play that point guard position in that role. So, look, this is the, you can trust Miami probably on that Thursday, 2 weeks from now, in that second round day to the undrafted realm, probably more than the Wednesday, just because of how good they are in this range. Like, when you hear some of these names now that you're mentioning from hearing from different people from the second round to undrafted, like, that's when I think we should really listen, because I think when you start hearing that stuff, it matters. When you hear stuff about the first round guys, it's probably a smokescreen, like, for a lot of the time. So I do think a lot of these guys are interesting, but like I said with the first round, when you name those guys, a lot of the guys even in the second round, a lot of them are like strong, bulky, hard-nosed defenders that are just going to be what they do every year in their summer league, what they do every year in their training camp the next year, where they put a couple guys in there just kind of play a certain role. It'll be interesting to see what they do, but I definitely do think the second-round pick is going to be interesting just for that reason.
Tristan Newton, to your point, UConn senior, they have him, Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, as a mocked going 49. To the Indiana Pacers, and he has shades of DeLon Wright's game, so that brings that close to home. So I see what you mean there. One of the guys that they've worked out that I think we should watch for is Keshad Johnson, senior out of Arizona. I think that he's like the type of guy that if they got him in the gym, he could become a sculpted player, and it's similar, you know, kind of to the big, and now his name is escaping me, that Indiana drafted in early in the first round, Jarace Walker. I think that there's some similarities in their game, so that's a guy to watch. But the other guy that I want to mention in the second round is a guy out of Creighton. His name is Baylor Shireman, and he's a lefty shooter. He's a guard, so this would be kind of different than your approach, Brady, that you mentioned about kind of going with the big with the later pick, which they may do. I think you make a ton of sense, because something we should consider is Haywood Highsmith and Caleb Martin are not guaranteed to be back, and you may need to replenish that, and pick 15 may be the way to do that. So, you, to your point, maybe they do go with a big, which is needed. But if they don't, just keep an eye on, keep it tabs on that name out of Creighton, Baylor Shireman. I know that that's a team that the Heat scouted throughout the regular season a ton. Any final thoughts before we close?
Yeah, I'll say two other names that we didn't talk about kind of on that workout list. I would think Daron Holmes, I think, is an interesting one, just because he's also another one of that group of big men, but he seems like the more Heat type guy, just because he has the ability to stretch the floor a little bit more. He's just kind of wider and stronger. But I think the interesting thing with him is I've seen like all over the place for his mock. Like, I've seen people talk about like with the 15th pick, and then I've seen other mock tests where he's like falling. Maybe he could fall to Miami in the second round. So I think he's somebody to keep an eye on. And then another random one in the second round that I could just see Miami doing is Ryan Dunn, who's just an all-defensive player, just was all over the place on that end of the floor. Like, I think there's a lot of question marks about his offensive game, but, like, Miami's done that before. And if he falls undrafted, I think it's pretty guaranteed he's going to be with Miami just because he's just so that type of player. I can 100% see him in the Heat Summer League team. And when you just brought up not having Haywood Highsmith, like, for sure, or Caleb Martin, like, if you even have a thought that Haywood Highsmith's going to be gone, like, you go grab Ryan Dunn just to make things up, muck things up, right, defensively. So that's just another name I would think to watch.
So we've given you a bunch of names. Inevitably, we probably haven't mentioned who the Heat's going to draft, and they'll chuckle if they do ever listen to this. But that's okay. We'll keep supplying you with more names. We'll continue to update. We got a ton of draft coverage planned. We're going to bring in our friend Adele. He has a great YouTube channel, which we're going to make sure to plug. I don't have it in front of me right now. I apologize, Adele. But he'll be coming on for some really extensive deep dives on some of these guys as we get nearer to draft day, which is about 2 weeks away. So more to come as it relates to the draft. But Brady and I wanted to just at least keep you updated. Thank you for joining us. Shout out to our sponsors, Water Cleanup of Florida and Prize Picks. And we will have you covered with more shows the rest of the week. Ethan is currently enjoying key lime pie vacationing, and he'll be back very, very soon. And he'll have better internet than he had on playback for those of you who joined us and listened to that funny exchange where he sounded like a robot. Have a good afternoon, evening, morning. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.